churches and become sexually involved before marriage. But this makes it difficult to navigate the other aspects of the relationship in a healthy way. Often, premarital sex is a desperate attempt to force attachment on the other person. Sexual involvement can be a reaction to a fear of being alone and isolated, which may have its roots in our infancy. In our experience, couples who are highly sexually active before marriage often wind up not wanting close, intimate bodily contact at some point after marriage. Separate beds, separate bedrooms, separate houses, and eventually separation and divorce replace the desire to be close. If we were making free and healthy life decisions, we never would have made some of the choices we've made. But we were not operating in freedom. We were driven by early life events that skewed our attractions and attachments. If sexual activity is the primary attachment or bond between two people, marriage will tend to nullify its impact over time, and the attraction will die. A healthy relationship may start with a love for close physical contact, but it must move beyond the purely physical to provide satisfaction and sustainability. Do you feel a little insecure when the one you love is not near you or responsive to you? Babies show signs of distress, suggesting insecurity, when their caregiver is either out of sight and inaccessible or else unresponsive to actions that indicate needs or enjoyment. Adults in romantic relationships love being together, and they find it unpleasant and feel insecure when the other person is not accessible. Though it's normal to feel a little insecure when people we love are away, because they are so much a part of us, in unhealthy relationships, we may feel terrified. We become afraid they may not return.